Monsters from the Basement.
This is Debbie Rochon, and you have just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James back with another episode of Monsters from the Basement. We're in Virginia Beach, Virginia, at the Blood on the Beach convention. I'm sitting here at the table of Scream Queen legend Debbie Rochon. How are you doing today, Debbie?
I'm doing great. I can't wait for the day to start, and I'm having a good time. A lot of people came out.
Yeah, they had a real good turnout for a first convention.
Excellent, especially for a first one. I was blown away, and the guest list is incredible. So I think they're going to be a success for sure.
Yeah, I do too. Now, I know you've been in lots of movies. Was acting something you always wanted to get into?
Well, you know, a lot of people know the story, but if they don't, pretty easy to find on one of my pages. But so I don't want to be repetitive. Basically, when I was about 12, 13 years old, I worked on a movie, Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains, and got the bug then. And basically, a few years later, moved to New York as a teen and studied. And in the end of the 80s, I started making movies.
Now, how many films have you appeared in?
Over 200. I don't know exactly how many, because there's some on the IMDb that were never made, and there's some that aren't on the IMDb. So it's not a perfect list, as everybody knows, but over 200. And that doesn't include like the documentaries and stuff and the TV, you know, appearances and stuff that is listed separately. So hard to say. If you were to say every single thing I've ever done, probably more like 300 things, but movies are over 200.
So you've stayed busy over the years.
Over the years, I've been very busy, yes. And I continue to stay busy, which I'm very grateful for. And the fact that the roles are just get better and better, which is really great. I mean, you start out and you do what you can and you take what you can because, you know, you are you're trying to make a career. But then eventually, you know, people, if you do well, people like your work, you start, you know, getting better and better roles. And I find that there's better scripts being made now because more people are making movies. So, you know, couldn't be happier, really. Yeah, some of the best movies are recent movies. They're not, you know, 20-year-old movies or whatever, you know. So, and I'm very, very excited, I have to say, because Tiffany Shepis, who is also here, we did a movie called Wrath of the Crows. And the director, Yvonne Zacone, is amazing. And Tiffany was just, you know, we really hadn't worked together since Romeo and Juliet in 1995. So it was such an honor to be able to reconnect with her. And I love her. She's awesome. And she's here, too.
Yeah, I've interviewed her for the show a couple times, and she's a great girl.
Yeah, she's the best. I mean, we have so much fun. She's funny, she's smart, she's everything. She's sexy, she's very, very, people love her. And when you meet her, you immediately know why. And and I love her, and if she were gay, I would marry her. But she's not gay, and she's married. So, there you go.
You'd mentioned Romeo and Juliet. Did you do other movies for Troma?
Oh, yeah. I've done a lot of TV before that. They were doing, like, different, you know, in-between-the-movie comedic bits that they would have for Showtime or Cinemax and stuff like that. Then finally, we did Romeo and Juliet. That was the first one. Then in 1998, we shot Terra Firma. 1999, Citizen Toxie. And Poltergeist, Night of the Chicken Dead. I had a little cameo in that one. But Lloyd's amping up to do another movie this year, I believe, or maybe early next year, if not this year. And so there we go. We're going to be doing something yet again.
I know you've done some work with April and Jimmy Burrell from Chainsaw Sally's show. One of my favorite movies is Good Sisters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was such a pleasure to do. April is so easy to work with. She's just a doll. And Jimmy is like so incredibly talented in so many different areas. You know, filmmaking, he's a designer, he's got, you know, he's a musician, he's got an eye for beauty and just coolness, and he's just got a lot of style, and I really love working with them. The Good Sisters was great and very interesting because before we did it, I had to have a non-malignant brain tumor removed, and he had to have his liver cut up. And so we actually timed the movie. We planned our surgeries and timed the recovery and the start of the movie at the same time. So when he was having his operation, I was having mine, and it's just kind of weird and funny and a bonding type of thing. And I love working with them. Always have, always will. Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. I met them at a convention a couple years ago. Here is Miss Tiffany Shepis, who just came up to the table.
Yes. Hey, hello, listeners. How are you? We're talking about Miss Debbie Rashawn, star of things like Trailer Park of Terror.
Yes. It doesn't matter.
And all wrapped up, the biggest wrapped
biggest movie that hit the screen since Titanic.
3D. Yes.
Exactly.
And we're at Blood on the Beach. Goodbye.
Excuse me. I'm now signing something. Oh, wow. Look, this is a cover drawing from Sirens of Cinema magazine I'm signing now. Beautiful.
Huh?
Oh, good. You're good. Thank you. Yeah, so, there's a possibility of a Chainsaw Sally Season 3, which is very exciting. And every season gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So this one may be Sally on the Road. We're not entirely sure. I guess it depends on what budget they end up with. And, so that's very exciting. And he's got movies, Darling Clementines and various projects. So we'll see what he comes up with next.
So did you know them before or...?
Very briefly, I met them at a convention, I believe it was in Maryland, and that was the first time I'd met them. I think they had just finished shooting Chainsaw Sally, the movie, and I met them there and became friends, and I just grew from there, and now, they're family. So, it's great. It's good to have good friends, and they're terrific people.
Mm-hmm. Now, of all the stuff you've appeared in, do you have any favorites?
That's funny because you never want to, hurt anybody's feelings. But because most movies, there are a few that I could say are bad and the experience was really bad. So I would not include them. But for the most part, there's always something cool or interesting that you experience with each one, like be it the relationships or the creativeness, and sometimes they don't always come together, but there's so many. I love working with Jason LaCour. He's a very good friend of mine. Ivan Zuccone in Italy is just a genius. I did Color from the Dark with him, and Wrath of the Crows, as I mentioned, and he's just like, he's really Italy's saving grace for horror. He's the new Argento, but his own style. He really is, and that's the truth. Boy, so many great films. I loved working on doing American Nightmare in 2000, came out in 2002. Just did another movie with John Keyes a couple months ago called Nightmare Box, shot it in the UK, and haven't shot with him since then, so it was a really nice reunion. And that movie is just going to be absolutely wild. It's going to be crazy. So many. Slime City Massacre, Greg Lamberson has turned into an incredible friend of mine, just like a personal friend. I love the movie. I'm honored to be in the sequel to one of my favorite cult films from the 80s, Slime City. So that was like an honor. And then that turned into a great friendship, and his family is beautiful and amazing. So, the list just goes on and on. I've really made some terrific friends. And then, the opposite happens too. You could know somebody for a while, but it can take a while to really get to know them. And then once you really get to know them, you may not care for them because you may not want that negativity in your life. And I'm just being real about all this, and not just, giving you the jerk-off interview where I'm telling everybody's great. Because the opposite happens too. But the nice thing is you do find out, and you do find great people that you like to work with on a regular basis and repeatedly. And Lloyd Kaufman, I'd do anything that he does because he's a lifelong friend. When I had my operation, the first person I saw sitting in the chair beside my bed waiting for me to wake up was Lloyd Kaufman. So, I consider him a lifelong friend. So, there's a lot of people that mean a lot to me.
I also remember that you did a radio show with Dee Snider for Fangoria, right?
Yes, I did. Dee Snider and Tony Timpone. We did that for 4 years on Sirius XM. And it was great times. Really, really good times. Sirius XM wasn't the one, the people who were actually funding the show. It was Fangoria. So when it ended, Sirius XM actually ran our repeats for 6 months, hoping we'd be able to get the finances again to reboot it. That never happened because, you know, so many elements happen, you know, as things change. Print is struggling and stuff, so everybody please keep buying the magazine and help the cause for horror. But, you know, so that is one of the things that had to go when he had to streamline and, you know, keep the magazine alive, which is the number one important thing. But I had a great time, four great years. You know, I would wish it was still happening. And I still hear from people who were listeners to this day. And it's been off for a number of years now, like, what, 2-3 years now, I think. And people still tell me they miss it, but they only miss it half as much as I miss it. Because I had the opportunity and the great fortune to speak to the top names in horror, you know, on a personal basis. And we'd have great fun with them. So that was another highlight.
And you're still writing for Fangoria, right?
Yeah, I have a column, Diary of the Deb, and I have so much fun with that. That, you know, it's just a place that I could just be like brutally honest, add some humor to keep it light, and so people know what it's like out there. So the funny thing is that people who read the column, hopefully really enjoy it. They seem to, but some people don't realize that, you know, I don't always write about the great movies. I think it's more entertaining to hear about some of the train wrecks. It's not all about the train wrecks, but a lot of times it is. So those aren't the only movies I do, which is funny. You know, don't want people to think that, but at the same time, to me, it's more fun to write about the train wrecks, you know, that the ones who have problems and stuff. And I also have a new column in Tanabra magazine. It's from Italy. Regular column in that magazine. It's just starting now. And I think the second issue is about to come out. And right for Phantom of the Movies Videoscope, so make sure you support him as well. Great magazine, Videoscope. So support the print, and there's no competition, you know. Go out there and, you know, buy Rue Morgue and buy them all, you know, if you can, if you're able to financially, because, you know, to support horror is to support horror. And, you know, it's an important thing, and, you know, I love print, so I'm always going to say that.
Now, if there's any aspiring actors or actresses out there, do you have any advice for them?
Yeah, I would say, you know, first of all, you know, do what you want to do. Be unique. Don't try to copy ideas or career paths or anything that anybody else has done, because the only time you stand out, and it could take some people a lifetime to figure this one out, but the only time you stand out is when you do your own thing. Like, what do you want to say? What do you have to say? If projects aren't coming your way, try to create them. I mean, we're in an age now, the media age, the internet age, where, you know, it's just not, it's so easy to create things yourself. So always stay busy, always learn, go to fucking class, please, because that's what holds back a lot of, like, wonderful, wonderful actors and actresses that are really nice, great human beings, they're absolutely beautiful, but, you know, in that department they fall short, and they're not going to have the longevity if they don't have the acting chops. So that's in the short version of what I would suggest.
Now, when you look back over your career at all the stuff you've done, what are you most thankful for?
Thankful? Oh boy. Oh boy. There's so many things that I'm thankful for. I am thankful to going quickly over the years, I'm thankful to Lloyd for hiring me and taking a chance with me and becoming such a great friend in the early part of my career, and the great friends that rehired me, like I was saying, Yvonne, and working with Jimmy and John Keyes, and the people that I work with repeatedly. I'm grateful that people have given me roles that have been that show my abilities, like, you know, Nowhere Man, you know, American Nightmare, Color from the Dark. There's new movies like Sick Boy, Mel House and His Wife. Another couple of people that I'm thankful that I got to know. They did a series called Placeholders, which is a comedy, not a horror, but a web series, as well as Psychic Experiment. I am, like, deeply grateful to know them. I'm grateful to people who take an interest in everything that I've done, because, you know, I've just come so far from a kid from the street to someone who is lucky enough to do this, you know, for a living. And you know, I'm grateful every day. I'm really grateful every day. First that I'm alive. I lived through what I did. I'm still alive. And from, like, the most basic thing like that, upward and onward, the people that I know that are my friends and support me, and the people who enjoy the movies, I'm just grateful. I just am. I'm grateful every day of my life. Very positive that way. Like, I don't obsess over the negative. I just very grateful. Grateful for you for interviewing me. This is great.
Now, I know you've got a website on the internet.
Uh-huh. DebbieRochon.com. It's really easy.
Yeah. And you're also on Facebook, right?
I am. You can find me. There's a couple of sites that I have. They're both full, but there is a news site that I go and interact with people too that has no limits. They have those stupid limits, which I hate. So I have that site. You can just go to my website, and there's an automatic link to it. I'm on Twitter as well. I love to, like, fool around and have fun with everybody, you know, on a personal basis. You know, it's not all about promoting and business, so I love to have a great time with everybody. So definitely, you know, find me and talk to me, and we'll have some fun on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, and thank you, yeah.
I appreciate you taking time out talking with me this morning.
Oh, well, you know, and I'll give you a nice little scoop that some people know, but most don't. The next Fangoria coming out, number 314, I'm on the cover. So you got to check it out. It's got, like, some great articles in there, and it's amazing. You got to see this. It's an incredible cover. It's one of my characters, you know, and I'm very honored, excited. To be on the cover of Fangoria is like a career milestone. So I'm completely jacked and, you know, just grateful to Chris Alexander and Fangoria. Just, again, grateful. And so check that out.
Well, once again, I appreciate you talking with me.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's an honor to be on your show. So hopefully we'll do it again soon.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you.